debate between Rabbi Avigdor and the Orza Rua, and I want to just, you know, examine that, just a few more points on that issue, because it's a very, very critical issue. And then I want to talk about the Shach, and the Ksos, and the Nesivos. Thank you very much. And then just after that, follow up a little more on some of the other potential tainos that could undermine the shtar. And again, we're not going to do this thoroughly. It's really a second parak of this topic. But at least, you know, to touch on some of the issues as they come up. But again, these are the, excuse me, the seminal makoros of this very crucial din. The din of kim shtaros daraisa or drabanan is something that affects all shtaros, obviously. Kiddushin, gitin, dine mamonis. You know, it's a big shas topic, which is, as you can see, they're drawing from all over. Yivamos, ksubos, of course, gitin, balbasra, you know, in particular, a little bit of Sanhedrin, a little bit of Shvias. So you can see what's going on here. And it's, again, it's a very fascinating, just like chapter, because this particular case, it just brought, you know, so much, obviously there's material before this. The questions themselves are issues that, you know, kind of endemic to, to the halacha itself. I mean, obviously, again, we're talking about a very core issue, like the ability of shtaros, you know, to defend themselves, you know, with everything that you know, implies on both sides of it, and the idea that there are, you know, in theory should be different places to draw the line in terms of the kind of tainos, who's taina, you know, what other factors go into it, etc. But as I say, this particular case really crystallized the issues. And all the poskim who, you know, who followed, all quote, you know, this exchange. Again, the Orza Rua part was, you know, initially confused as Tshuva the Marik, because people didn't have access physically to the Orza Rua so much. And it's quoted in the Marik. And people, you know, or at least some of the people had, some of the strategically important people, you know, had more access to the Tshuva the Marik. And as we'll see in a minute when we get to, or in a couple of minutes probably, when we get to the Shach seems not to have, Shach had an unbelievable library, but he doesn't seem to have known that this was an Orza Rua either, but he did know that it was, you know, contemporary of Rav Avigdor. And again, it's a funny kind of situation, but that's, you know, a little bit of, you know, since part of the psak question also, a little bit is the fact of, you know, had he known, you know, what might he have said, that kind of speculation, which, you know, is always a bit of a dangerous thing, but sometimes does play a role in psak. Like, you know, if this posek had access to that earlier source or that argument, you know, would he still have, you know, wouldn't have stood on ceremony for sure, but would that have affected? So actually, historically, the fact that the, that this, you know, the opposition to Rabbi Avigdor was, you know, often erroneously, you know, perceived as the Marik, not because the Marik isn't of great stature, he is. But again, it's a later, you know, makar, you know, relative to Rabbi Avigdor. And these Rabbi Avigdors, you know, mostly known to us from the, you know, Hagos, you know, Mordechai in Kiddushin. And then we much know much more detail about it because, again, because of the tshuva, you know, of the Orza Rua. The Mordechai was, you know, much more, you know, known. So, you know, it's ironic because Rav Avigdor's was known and then the opposition seemed to have been something that was, you know, 300 or 400 years later. And that's the Shach, who didn't know that it was the Orza Rua, still knew that it was Chad Mikamoy, and, you know, he puts that to us. So even on a, like a, you know, like a meta-halachic, like what are the factors that sometimes, you know, go into when you're trying to discern of, like, a really, really critical, important issue between, you know, the Gedolei HaRishonim and the Gedolei HaPoskim, you know, a lot of different factors come into play. Anyway, that's kind of like a side issue, but it's an important side issue. So this is really an interesting phenomenon. I just want to go, so we pretty much discussed the position of Rabbi Avigdor. Let's just sum up just for a minute, just to get us back to where we were. So Rabbi Avigdor's, you know, his the case is something which we discussed already. And again, the details of the case are definitely filled in by the Or Zeruah. There are actually two tshuvas of the Or Zeruah. The one that's more accessible and which, you know, we discussed was actually the second tshuva, and that's a little bit more extensive. I'll just make reference, you know, just to fill in the blanks a little bit to the first tshuva. But again, you know, the fact that there was more than one exchange here between Rabbi Avigdor and the Or Zeruah is also, you know, of significance. Anyways, the main idea for Rabbi Avigdor, as we've discussed, is that the, you know, aside from the case, is that the Ikar, you know, presentation or formulation of Reish Lakish really does belong in Kivan Sheketshuva Nechozer Magid, number one, like we saw the first view of the Ritva, or the question and the first view of the Ritva. And number two, the Ha'ara, you know, which again is just important in its own right, that the sugya here in Gittin, which is the main makar, you know, for, you know, Reish Lakish and Kim Shtaros Durabanan, you know, is talking about a case, you know, where there's not necessarily any hakasha. And that's just a good, important thing to point out. You know, it's talking about, you know, proactively what is required going forward, you know, in a get. That's a ha'ara that Rabbi Avigdor made. That leaves an opening, you know, to wonder what will happen if there's hakasha, either the hakasha of the Baal or the hakasha of the Eidim. That becomes an open question. That's going to be solved either by further evidence or by your perspective on just how powerful or, you know, what are the, you know, preconditions for, even if it is powerful, maybe it's powerful when it applies, but, you know, maybe the preconditions that allow for Reish Lakish, you know, what are they? So, you know, the fact that the, you know, case of the Gemara is not necessarily a case of Irur Habal or Irur Ha'edim, you know, even if that's factually true, how consequential legally that is depends on how, as they say, how formidable Reish Lakish is. The more you think Reish Lakish is about Edus as opposed to simply an Umdana, obviously the more formidable it is. But the flaw or the vulnerability in that is that it only, that's what I was alluding to a second ago, it only gets to attain that formidable stature, you know, once, you know, it qualifies, you know, to be applied, to be Reish Lakish. And in some sense, we can all understand, you know, that, you know, the more ambitious, you know, Reish Lakish's effect is, there might be, you know, a requirement, you know, of a stronger foundation. So once you have Reish Lakish, great. But, you know, maybe the conditions that allow for a powerful Reish Lakish are actually more restrictive. So that's kind of what's going on here. So that's the big ha'ara of Rabbi Avigdor, is that maybe you can be mechalek between Irur and simply what is needed, you know, in the absence of any information, you know, whatsoever. There's no requirement of Kim Shtaros Doraisa, you know, if a star shows up in Bezdin, you know, even if there's no positive authentication, and that's a Chiddush too, because it's still a piece of paper at the end of the day, you might have said, you know, that that's not good enough, especially when you compare it to Edus Al Peh, you know, where there's so much, you know, protection. So the idea that, you know, that's good enough is still plenty of a Chiddush, frankly, for Reish Lakish and for Kim Shtaros only being Drabana. But, as I say, the question of Hakasha and also who's Hakasha, that obviously becomes, you know, a crucial question. Just as the need for Kim Drabanan itself, you know, could depend on that. Because Kim Drabanan is primarily, you know, about fending off you know, an error, then you can also wonder, and let's say that's what the Gemara is talking about, right? Then you could have wondered, at least, in the opposite direction, that maybe you don't even need kiyum, even midrabanan, like when there's no error, right? So, you know, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, if you hold like a Ravigdor, so the pressure is Reish Lakish, you know, is a fortress, you know, and kiyum. I'm sorry, the other way. If you hold like Rav Avigdor, there are vulnerabilities, you know, in Reish Lakish, and there can be, you know, kiyum daraisa. Then kiyum darabanan can only be, you know, a proactive, you know, requirement, because kiyum daraisa is the response to any kind of error. But if you hold like the Orzarua in the end of the day, and you think that Reish Lakish is a fortress, and it applies even to negate Irurim, maybe all Irurim, you know, then, you know, then certainly Kiyum Drabanan is applying primarily to that case, especially if you think that's what the Gemara in Gittin is about. Then you can wonder in the other direction, do you even need, if Reish Lakish is so powerful, A, and B, practically, Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan already has its outlet in the most obvious case, namely where there is, you know, reason to be choshesh because there are urim, you know, you can wonder, you know, for both reasons, whether or not just a proactive requirement of kiyum, you know, is really all that necessary. And then you can wonder, if not there, then at least in cases of taninan, will you still require, how far are you going to go with kiyum, you know, shtaros, you know, derabanan? Do you even need it if there's no error? And even if you do, you know, maybe, you know, that's because, you know, if there is a bow, you know, or whatever, he could be ma'arer, but, you know, simply psach picha li'ilim, you're not going to apply that, are you? So, of course, that has to do with two things. So there are, you know, two questions. There's Reish Lakish Doraisa, and there's Kiyum Shtaros Durabanan. And, you know, the question is, you know, about, you know, that tension between them, but also about the nature of the Chachamim's Takana in Kiyum Drabanan. Like, what, you know, really did they do? And that also goes to the question of, you know, whether or not in the absence of Kiyum Drabanan, you know, they you know, established that this is Chaspa Bialma, or it's just an Ikuv, let's say, you know, in Gevia, but it's not necessarily a Chaspa Bialma, and it still has, you know, certain benefits, you know, even on the Drabanan level. In that gufa, you might be mechaleg between different levels, you know, of Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan. Like if there's a Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, you know, b'makom iror, and there's a Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, you know, proactively, even when there's no iror, but when there is theoretically a ma'arer, right? And there's a Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, let's say, even in taninan, the idea that, you know, in some cases it's a chaspa bialma, you know, without it, and in other cases it's just a condition in the gria, you know, that becomes possible too. Okay, so these are things to think about, or maybe even the standards of kiyum drabanan, you know, itself, as we'll see, like the discussion in Shulchan Aruch, you know, is, you know, revolves around the sif, you know, Simon Membav, what is it, Sif Hey, you know, which revolves around the question, do you really, really, really need Gimel, you know, Dayanim, or Gimel for Kiyum Shtaros, or could you get away with two? Could you even get away with one, you know, if he's a Mumcha? Right? How far do you push, you know, Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, and maybe, you know, that would be driven by Minna? So the idea that there are different levels of Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan, meaning even if we're not talking about Kiyum Shtaros Daraisa, we're talking about, you know, in some cases a Chaspa Bialma, in other cases, you know, more just kind of an Ikuv in the Gviya, but, you know, in those cases, you know, we're really more sold on Reish Lakish. And therefore, you know, maybe even in the standards of Kiyum, there might be differences. So these are things to think about. There was a question? Somebody had a question? Yeah. Oh, you had a question. Yeah.
Okay.
Mark, go ahead.
What would it mean, if we're saying Minas Tam for the Orzarua, that we wouldn't be attacking Kim Shar's the Rabbanon, how do you read the line of Rabbanon the Atzrach in the Gemara?
No, I'm not saying that the Or Zeruah is saying that. I'm just saying that if the Gemara's case, put it this way, Rabbi Avigdor is saying that the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is a case where there's no Iru. Okay? And the Or Zeruah is saying that it's a case probably where there's also, you know, error. I'm saying, in theory, you could have said that the case is a case where there's only where there's error, and that what the, you know, that we're just choshesh for it, you know, in case it actually happens, you know, but, you know, right. I mean, I think on some level, that's why I'm adding what I'm adding now, and that is that there might be levels of kiyum shtaros durabanan, some of which are chaspa bialma, you know, and some of which are not. I'm not saying the Or Zeruah holds that way. Yeah. I don't think that's true.
If we were to understand that, I mean, Astab, there's no need for Kiyam, the Kana of the Tani Nechta would have to be more like Taninan, where even though the Baal's not here, they're still...
Right, so part of this is also going to be like, what do we do with Tani Nechta, Tani Nechta? Why does that seem to help? Is that better, you know, than Kiyam Shtoros, you know, Drabanan, et cetera, or not? So that I think this is all part of the... and even frankly, if you think in the end of the day, this is a little bit what, again, connected to what I was just saying about the different levels of Kiyam Drabanan. So let's say you say that the case is talking about, you know, either error or no error.
Right.
But in the end of the day, if you think that Kim Shtaros, you know, was Nitkan, you know, only because or primarily because of the error, you know, then you can make a very strong case for the fact that, you know, that it's not a chasp of Yalma. It's just that you're worried about the type. Whereas, you know, otherwise, you know, maybe, you know, it's just like, oh, we've added a layer, you know, of a necessary requirement. Because again, let's remember that as much as we're all sold on Reish Lakish, that's how we paskin. Again, part of the discussion in the Or Zeruah was, do we really paskin Reish Lakish? Like, it's fascinating that he even brings it up, you know. But in the end, of course, he said, well, we paskin like Reish Lakish. He's like, you know, trying to be devil's advocate a little bit, like, what are you going to say, you know, against me, that we don't paskin like Reish Lakish? Anything that has to prove that we paskin, even though there's no shas discussion where anybody frontally, you know, takes on Reish Lakish. So the Or Zeruah is kind of implicitly examining whether or not maybe certain sugyas are not a liba de Reish Lakish, which is fascinating. But in the end of the day, they say Reish Lakish is a chiddush no matter what you say. So the idea that, you know, midrabanan, you know, not only are we going to, like, predict there might be an error, you know, and you know, proceed, you know, according to the worst case scenario to neutralize it meirosh, as opposed to saying, you know, Reish Lakish is daraisa, but midraban on the idea that, you know, a piece of paper, you know, is going to be given all this credence without, you know, being substantiated or authenticated, you know, is just not acceptable. It's a chasm yom. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Anyways, so this is a complicated, massive topic. It seems like we're taking a long time doing it, but we are spending a few days on it. But, you know, there's so much. It's like, you know, there's so much literature on it that actually, you know, it's actually a derech, you know, Aruka Sheikh Katsara, I think. But anyways, so just going back to Avigdor, so Avigdor was Mechadesh that, you know, or was pointed out that the Gemara, you know, could be understood, you know, in two different scenarios. And that's critical, not only Lahalacha, but I'm trying to explain to the nature of Reish Lakish and to the nature of Kiyam Shtaros Durabanan and everything that goes along with it. And then, in the end of the day, he comes to the conclusion that Kiyam Shtaros Drabanan, you know, is more limited than we think, and therefore Reish Lakish is more vulnerable than we think. And in the hierarchy, as we discussed, he has, you know, either the possibility of the combination of Akkash HaSeidim and Siyua Irrabao, you have both, but it sounds like the Edim with the assistance of the Baal, it's one formulation. Then the second formulation is Hakashas Eidim Bifnei Hatzmam. These are the things that we did. I'm just summarizing for a minute. And the third is Irur of the Balashtar or the Baal, you know, bifnei atzmo. So that's the three. Now, whether or not, you know, ira Baal is better or worse or equal to akasha seidim, you know, that the Rabbi Avigdor assumes that akasha seidim is superior, as we'll see later. The Shach, we'll read it inside a little bit, although it's, again, quite a long piece. Part of it, you know, Shach is often very long when he's, you know, has strong opinions about things. And again, he's a very take-no-prisoners type of, you know, posek and writer. But also, he's just quoting from some of the, you know, massive pieces that we're talking about. Rav Avigdor, the Marik slash, or Zeruah. But the Shach, as we'll see, is, you know, agrees with the hierarchy of Rabbi Avigdor, meaning as much as he is certain about, you know, the Or Zeruah, you know, being correct about Ir Rabal, he's still mistopic, even after quoting evidence, you know, when it comes to Shnayim Edim. And that's very interesting. However, as I already mentioned, you know, especially if you take the view that some of this has to do with, you know, the special, you know, nemanos or status of the Baal himself. I mentioned that the Rav thought that's what made Gittin perhaps different than other shtaros, the fact that he, you know, continues to be the Baal haget, you know, even once it's written, v'haraya lishma, and those kind of things, etc. So then even the idea that that, you know, is a hierarchy, you know, is open to question. So while we understand why Edim should be better than a Baal, you know, all things being equal, in the Or Zeruah and, you know, in the Psak or the you know, conclusion of the Shach, you could say the opposite. And then, of course, as we discussed, Rabbi Avigdor gives a giant step beyond all this in his discussion of Shema Yechapa Basachoso and his Raya from Zman, where he actually suggests that in, you know, certain cases where the chashash is very strong, you know, that even then there'll be kim shtaros daraisa. So you have, you know, the combination, the Edim, the Ira Baal, and then Shema Yechapet type cases where you have the opposite. On the other hand, when then is there kim drabanan? So as we discussed. So again, in the piece in the Hagos Mordechai, in the piece in Hagos Mordechai, we only have the cases of Taninon, Nialokeach and Yoresh, right? Or Porea Shelo Befanov, right? And those are the cases of Kiyum Shtaros Drabanon Lahalacha, according to Rabbi Avigdor, right? After he decided that even Ir Rabal alone, you know, creates Kiyum Shtaros Daraisa. However, just very interesting to note that in the Or Zeruah's, I have this here, in the Or Zeruah's quotation of Rabbi Avigdor, he adds an important case. Which case? Anybody?
The case of Mitzia.
The case?
In Bava Mitzia.
Which case?
Of Mata Shtava Shok.
But what din?
Nayir.
No, I'm not Nefila. I'm talking about Moda Bishtar in the case of Tarcha B'yadi, my boy. Is that the case you meant? That's also a Bava Mitzia case, but okay, we'll get back. Ba'ata Adoni. Kasafta b'ksavcha ze hasheni. This is Yor Zeruah. Right? Again, there were two exchanges of letters, apparently. I think the only Rabbi Avigdor that we have, as far as I know, is, you know, what we have in the Gos Mordechai and what we have reproduced, you know, in the response, the two responses of Rabbi Avigdor. V'ata Adoni kasafta b'ksavcha ze hasheni v'ze lishono. Kol hecha di itmar b'talmud kiyum shtaros drabanan mayrish eina nitva toein mizuyaf. That part is correct. Ella parua umoda b'shar shekosu tzorech l'kaimo. the toin mezuyef midaraisa nami baikiyo. Ulamam da amar ain't sarach lekaimo mashkachas lakiyum midrabanan kigon de lesa lalove the bala hotzim lekuchos umi yisomim inami mechayim abali farim in chasav shalom b'fana ad kan l'shono. So as far as I know, again, unless I missed it, but I think I rechecked it the other day, in the actual Hagos Mordechai version of Rabbi Avigdor, we don't have that case of Sharkab Yoni Maimon. Okay, but it is very fascinating. I'll explain why in just a sec, or you'll tell me why. Why do you think? Why is it fascinating? Yeah?
That's quoted by Tosfos.
That exactly. That is what is quoted by Tosis and Ksuvis. But Tosis and Ksuvis doesn't say that's the only case. But exactly. Tosis and Ksuvis, Chav Ches, Samad Aleph, when Tosis is, you know, like, how can it be, you know, that this piece of paper, you know, is treated like a fortress, right? So Tosis says, well, I mean, if it was only this Gemara, we could say it's a shtar chabiyoni my boy problem, correct? Mark, exactly what you said. You know, in the case where the lovez mode, you know, and it's really just an issue of mode b'shtar shakasfu, and then we hold mode b'shtar shakasfu, you know, tzarech lekaimo, correct? Yeah. So that is imputed by the Orzerua, or maybe he's, it sounds like he's quoting actually, that Rabbi Avigdor suggested that as well. But what's particularly fascinating about it is, unlike the other cases, you know, the idea that, oh, there's a clear hierarchy, you know, just because when there's Irur Ha'edim or Irur Rabal, you're going to say Kim Shtaris Daraisa, right? Doesn't mean there isn't Kim Shtaris Darabanan, meaning, you know, a full Reish Lakish, you know, in other cases, namely when the issue is mezuyah, right? But there's no toein bevadai, it's only a psach picha le'ilim, it's only a tanina, right? So then the understanding of the hierarchy is very clear. But if you're talking about, you know, sharcha b'yadi my boy, right? So the hierarchy in that case, you know, is anything but clear. And that this just goes to reinforce a point that we spoke earlier in the year about Shtar Chav Yoni Maiboy, and I've been alluding to it. If you had to pick, you know, like two opposite cases where you could argue, and again, I'm not creating the complexity, it just happens to be here, but you could pick, you know, either one being like the poster child, you know, for Reish Lakish, you know, and for Kiyum Shtaros being Durabanan, right, that probably the two opposite cases that you would pick would be Mezuyaf and Shtar Chabiyoni Maiboy. Right? Because as we've said, Mezuyaf is the most necessary Reish Lakish, and it's the most circular Reish Lakish. And Shtar Chabiyoni Maiboy, right, is the most ambitious Reish Lakish, because every shtar is omed lepiron, as we discussed, and the piron is, you know, not an indispensable, you know, I mean the shtar chabiyoni my boy, the ena parua, you know, after zman chiyuvo, you know, is not, you know, part of the core, you know, that if they don't even know that there was a halva, they certainly don't know that there wasn't a piron. You know, aside from Shtar Chabiyoni Maiboy. So, if Mezuyaf is the most basic and core, even if it's the most circular, Shtar Chabiyoni Maiboy is the most, you know, ambitious, you know, and extraneous. So, on the one hand, you know, nobody's arguing about the, everybody's agreeing that the, about the authenticity of the Shtar. That's the benefit here. And even, you know, compared to cases, Kol Shekein, if you're talking about Mezuyaf, but even things like, you know, that's the middle cases. Amana, you know, Edim Psulim, or, you know, it's an offset let's say, of another chov, things that have the effect, you know, of neutralizing the impact of the shtar, but do not at all question, right, the authenticity of the signatures, right? Even vis-a-vis them, you know, shtar chov yadi, my boy, you know, is both more extraneous, but also more of a foundation, you know, to apply Reish Lakish, because everybody's agreeing this is a shtar, you know, that, you know, is authentic and is also impactful. So it's just very fascinating that the Rabbi Vigdor, just as it's fascinating in Tosas, but in Tosas, again, there's a little bit of a, like, you know, Loishavik Chayi L'Kolbiria, you know, aspect of it. In Rabbi Vigdor and the Or Zeruah, you know, it's not a policy problem, like, how could this be? You know, it's more of a, you know, fundamental core, you know, argument, you know, about why would this work, you know, and how does it work? So it's just very fascinating, you know, that in addition to reinforcing that first view of Tosas, you know, Tosas doesn't say it lahalacha. Tosas ends up admitting, you know, in the last line that the Sugyan Gittin proves that it applies to, you know, Mezuyev, so there's nothing more to talk about. But in the Or Zeruah's quotation of Rabbi Vigdor, this is part as well. Anyway, so that's part of the story of Rabbi Vigdor. Then after Rabbi Vigdor came his father-in-law, right, Rabbeinu Simcha. I'm sorry, not his father, his Rebbe. I keep mixing them up. I mean, you know, Ishinan Tam Levanecha, right? The Rebbe was Rabbeinu Simcha. That was an issue of Mipiyam Vlom Piksavam. We're not going to get into it, but that's also kind of a part of it. Listen, in this particular case, are you dealing with a shtar or are you dealing with Mipik Savam? That we're going to leave for now. And then came the father-in-law, sorry, that's Rab Chaim ben Moshe. His issue was not so much either the Mipik Savam or initially the Kiyum Shtar Strabanan, but the Kiyum itself, right? And the problem of Eidus Karuv B'Kiyum and Eidus Shabbat L'Matzah Sabbat L'Kula, and whether Eidus Shabbat L'Matzah Sabbat L'Kula applies to Shtar. We did all this. We don't need, you know, to go back on it. I do want to mention one thing, and that he himself, the father-in-law, is mistapek already about the Hakchashas, you know, Shtei Eidim, whether Rabbi Vigdor is right about that. He doesn't say anything about the Ir Rabal, but he is mistapek about the Hakosha. Does anybody have that line? One second. Yeah. Umash Amaharav, the Edim Nemanim Lomar Lo Chasamnu. So already, this is already a safek. And then the Harav, you know, made probably Regensburg. So it sounds like he is mistopic about this question, and if you have ksav yadam yotzi mimakam acher, then his inclination is to reject etc. But he's mistapek. Okay. And then finally, it should be noted that the Rab Chaim also considers the possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Just a question before about the case of Moshe Shtar Shikasu.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, are we suggesting that it could be in that case Kiyum Shtar was with
Yeraisa? I'm saying two things. I'm saying in the text that we have of Rabbi Vigdor, he only mentions the Taninan cases and the Poreya Shelo B'Fanav.
Right.
As Kim Shtaris Drabanan. The way that Orzarua quotes it, he also has the case of Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy as Kim Shtaris Drabanan, which means Reish Lakish Midaraisa. I'm just pointing out that as in Tosas 2, that is actually, except it's even more here because it's, you know, it's in the context of Rav Avigdor, who's not just wondering, but is actually, Rav Avigdor saying what? That the core protection against the Taina, limiting Reish Lakish is not going to work, on the core level of Ziyuf, but it's Dafka going to work on the extraneous level of Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy, right? So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying no, I'm saying that assuming that Orzarua is quoting Rav Avigdor correctly, I'm saying you could have thought the opposite. You could have thought, that when it comes to Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy, that's the least Reish Lakish, because that's the most far-reaching that the blank check edus of the Shtar for Das and Mitzchayiv, that it's actually going to tell you that Lo Parua. Now again, no one's denying Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy, right? But what we saw earlier in the year, which I'll allude to, is that there seems to be a massive argument whether Shtar Chav Yoni, as there are in other things, that whether Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy is an umdana, and that's all it is, or it's the edus of Reish Lakish, right? In other words, Reish Lakish doesn't say anything about Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy. I'm just saying for the, for Rabbi Avigdor, to say that the Ikar Reish Lakish, meaning the Ikar Kiyum Shtaros Durabanan, is in Shtar Chav Yoni My Boy and not in Mezuyah, meaning that's Kiyum Shtaros Durabanan, is Mechudash, and one could have said the opposite, is all I'm saying. Okay? This also one final point. Sof Davar, right? Final point. This is Reb Chaim Brav Moshe speaking. Sof Davar Anu L'Rav Reb Avigdor Maskimim, right? But that's in the Psak. V'Yachrin V'Yinade Ala Mekadesh Belo Rishus Avianara. But that's also a very important issue in medieval. There were like these medieval takanos about whether or not you can marry even a woman of age without the permission or presence of, parents. So this is actually an interesting reference to that. Gam nira lahatira, this is also interesting. Mitam uki tre lahadi tre v'uki isha v'kashkas heter. And that, of course, goes to a little bit the nosa kelim we discussed in the Rambam. Is that the reason why, according to the Rambam, maybe... is it, uki achaskas eshas ish? Here it's uki achaskas, pnuya. Right? What role and what din of chazaka, will get back to this a little bit later on. And then finally, in addition, b'neman b'migudi b'yamar kidashti b'girashti. Okay, so these are additional issues, that come up in this particular case, etc. Okay, so as far as the Orzarua is concerned, let me go back to that for a minute. So the Orzarua says the whole thing is wrong. Hakashas Edim doesn't work. Kol Shkein Hakashas Abal. He himself, the Orzarua, relates to the question of Cheskas Eishas Ish, which is very interesting, right? Towards the beginning, he says the fact that it's Cheskas Eishas Ish is irrelevant. And this he says in both Tshuvas. Okay, so that's an important rejection even of Reb Chaim Brav Moshe and the Mefarshei Rambam as well. Again, it's clear that initially he was weighing, I think I mentioned this already, to be mechalek maybe between different shtaros, like maybe is true for the Rambam. Again, he only says it explicitly in Gita. We'll get back to the Rambam in a minute. Misham yeshli lilmod lekol shtar sha'edim chasumim alav shu kasher bein bisura bein b'mamona afal pishlon iskayim b'chasamav midrabanim b'ay kiyum. Later on, we'll see that the Orzarua himself in both tshuvas has a suggestion maybe to be mechalek between mamon and erva, but maybe in the opposite way that, you know, ki'ilu motzi mechaber olav araya, let's say, is a more powerful, you know, problem to overcome. But his instinct is to equate all shtaros, whereas again, maybe in the Rambam, you know, is limiting, you know, the weakness of Reish Lakish to Gittin. We'll see later on that the Or Zarua, you know, considers actually for the Rambam, but the Rambam in the Chasedus, I'll explain in a minute, that maybe he would go in the opposite direction. So this also are these factors of Chazaka, A, and B, the possibility of distinguishing between Mammon, Erva, Gittin, Iser, are issues that the Rishonim are directly, they're coming to conclusions, but they're obviously weighing these as possibilities. Then the Or Zarua, of course, is Ha'ara, that the Gemara is only talking about, you know, a chashash laz, you know, that's what we're worried about. We're not really worried about an irur habal that is going to be ma'akev. And this, of course, is, and the raya, which is the most important thing, maybe, something that he doesn't emphasize strongly enough, but it's kind of there, agav, and that is the raya from Bav Amud Beis, that b'fanei nechtam, you know, even when it's unnecessary, seems to neutralize irur habal, and that really is a huge problem for anybody who holds kiyum shtaros ever to be d'oraisa. How can kiyum shtaros d'oraisa work if b'fanei nechtam, you know, which is the drabana, neutralizes it? We still have to get back to those models. It's interesting that the Or Zarua in both places mentions this, and clearly that's what he has in mind, but he doesn't emphasize it, in my opinion, strongly enough, and I think that's curious, and I'll make a suggestion. The Shach also, which we'll get to in a few minutes, hopefully, emphasizes, he's more explicit in emphasizing it, but it's also just interesting how he, you know, emphasizes it, and then ironically, or you know, curiously, we'll say, you know, kind of continues with, I think, lesser, one would have thought, lesser rayas. I'll document this in just a couple of minutes. Okay. So, but again, it's important to know that the Or Zarua quotes that Gemara, and that he, you know, implicitly thinks that this undermines Rabbi Avigdor's pshat, and we need to solve it for the Rambam and for Rabbi Avigdor, this idea. Okay, the idea that once you hold what you hold, namely, once you think Reish Lakish is, you know, d'oraisa under all conditions, that, you know, even though you require kiyum d'rabbanan, that that's not going to help you, you know, in a kedushin case, you know, that seems obvious. Again, in both tshuvas, the Or Zarua is very strong about that. I mean, you're not going to say chaspa bialma, you know, lehakel. You're only going to say chaspa bialma, you know, lehachmir. So if you're, you know, in the case of Gittin, and you have a get, but you don't have kiyum, and you want to say you can't get remarried, you know, that's one thing. You know, if you go and remarry, you know, whether you'll need a get from your, from the next wife, or in this case, if you have a shtar kiddushin, you know, and you should have kiyum, you know, midrabanan, but you don't, the idea that you could then just ignore it, you know, and not require a get, as the Or Zarua says, that doesn't make any sense. So, you know, that's an important point. Would anybody ever say that, you know, once the Chachamim say something is a chaspa bialma, you know, that, you know, it has no standing d'oraisa? Hard to say, but that's an interesting question. Okay. Then I mentioned that he expands Rabbi Avigdor to Shtar Chav Yadi My Boy, which I think is a very significant issue. Okay. And then finally, just a couple of more points. It's interesting that the Or Zarua brings rayas from Rashi, from the Rashbam, and I think from the Rash. Okay, so... anybody have thoughts on that? The Or Zarua's rayas? Just quickly, because I want to get back to the Shach. Is Rashi a raya against Rabbi Avigdor? Ezra? Say again, a little louder. You mean because he doesn't think it's a Laz thing, Rashi? I'm saying, which Rashi does he quote? He quotes a raya from Rashi. The Aidali Edim Nemanim. By the way, he does this in both tshuvas, the first one and the second one. But Aidali Edim Nemanim, right? Es Rabbeinu Shlomo, Es Rabbeinu Shmuel, Es Rabbeinu Shimshon, right? Okay, great. It's got, you know, three, it's almost like Kiyum Shtaros, right? But then we have to worry, like, if they're not such good rayas, maybe it's Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula, right? So Rabbeinu Shlomo, Pirish, B'tchilas Gittin, what's the raya? What does Rashi say in the beginning of the Gittin? Kyle? Our Rashi, we read it. In explaining Reish Lakish. You have it? Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, he quotes it also, but... Yeah. So does that prove... Is that a proof against Rabbi Avigdor? Aaron? Well, first of all, it sounds like an umdana, that's true. But again, it could be an umdana that's feeding the edus, so that I don't know if it proves the other way. But the point is, there's nothing in Rashi that proves that we would say lo chatzah finish even when there's actually an error. I mean, again, if proactively, you have this shtar that shows up in court, so we say lo chatzah, you know, the default is people don't forge things. But if there's an accusation that it's forged, you know, does lo chatzah finish, you know, tell you that? It's very possible the actual error, and this is something similar to what the Rajba, you know, when we were talking about, you know, the question of, is it a motzi laz problem, or are we really worried about a substantive problem? Actually, we said this in Rashi says, that the problem of Fanei Nechtam is your worry, or problem of Lishma, let's say, is that you're worried, really, that, you know, somebody will have a, find a shtar, Sheshmo Kishma, and then you're in big trouble. They'll use it, right? And Tosa said, what are you talking about? We're not really worried about that. We're just worried that that will be the accusation. You know, people will think that, you know, but the gossip mongers, you know, that it'll be Motzi Laz, right? So, again, the Or Zarua is already committed to the Balei Tosis on that. He says, well, what's the whole B'fanei Nechtam, you know? That we're worried that the guy, that the Baal will be Maru, who cares? Let him be Maru. We have Reish Lakish. Right? So he says, no, I hold like it's like the Balei Tosis said, it's about Laz. But Rashi doesn't think it's necessarily about, well, again, Rashi says what he says about Lishma. Does Rashi think the same thing about Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, meaning what he says about Rabba is true also for Rabba. That's like a little harder to know. On the Laz part, the Tosa Rush, actually, I mean, Tosa says what they say for, Tosa and Rashi say what they say for Rabba. Am I getting Rabba and Rabba right? Lishma, right? So it's just interesting. This is what we discussed at length. The Tosa Rush, I think the Maram in the back of the book, you know, the 16th century Maram, you know, also raises this question. Like, does Tosas think it's a Laz in the Kiyum Shtaros case too? Or is it more than that? Tosas Arush says explicitly, Tosas thinks it's a Laz. The Or Zarua here says explicitly, well, we're not worried about the actual thing, it's a Laz. Right? Rabbi Avigdor, you know, has the luxury of learning the Gemara. We're worried that there's going to be an actual error. Correct? And what will he say about the Lishma? The same thing? Or maybe he's saying this even for, you know, with maybe Tosas is right about Rabba, and this is within Rabba, you know, unlike the Tosa Rush. Hard to say. I don't want to zero in on that so much. It's more of a technical argument, but it isn't completely technical. But the point is that when the Rajba, I think I mentioned, Apei, takes kind of a middle position, at least on the Rabba part. Right? He says, you know, on the one hand, Tosa seems right when they say, like, are you really worried about this chashash rachok, that somebody's going to, you know, like, proactively just, you have a get, it comes to court, you're really so worried that it's, you know, this guy found a shmo kishma and didn't know the dinim, and, you know, like, what are the odds of it, you know? So that's a good point for Tosis, right? On the other hand, it doesn't sound like the whole sugya is just about motzi laz. I mean, you know, and we're the gossip mongers of the world are going to, you know, win again. They're going to, you know, give in to their, you know, tyranny. So, you know, that's, he doesn't say it this way, but I'm giving a little extra color and partial. But, you know, for sure, you know, the Rajba was thinking this. So what he says is a nice ha'ara, which could be the Pshat and Rashi too, it's hard to know. But doesn't sound like it. And that is, like, you know, we're not choshesh for such a chachash rachok, per se, right? But if somebody's already making that claim, if the Baal's coming to court now and he's saying, I was under pressure, I missed that shear, you know, about Lishma, you know, or whatever, you know, and he says it, once he says it, that's, you know, the odds of its credibility certainly geometrically increase when somebody makes the claim, as opposed to, you know, there's no evidence one way or another. Is this something we should worry about, right? You know, Moshe Lama Davar Dama, like we always say about Leidus HaSafek, right? You know, prospectively to worry about certain things, you know, is different than when something happens and you're trying to figure out what happened, you know, and reconstruct it. Here it's a little bit different, but, you know, not so different. So that's what the Rajba says. Rajba has like a middle shita between Rashi and Tosas saying, when there's an Irur HaBaal, then we're choshesh for this meat. So, you know, similarly, right, when it comes to the question of Kiyum Shtaris Drabanan, you know, just because Rashi says lo chatzah finish, right, that's not necessarily, that's certainly, you know, if that relates to the proactive, you don't need proactively a Kiyum in order to proceed, it certainly doesn't preclude, you know, that you would take it more seriously when there's actually a claim. So I just think it's very interesting that the Rashi is quoted, you know, in this way. So as a ha'ara, just, you know, because I'm a little obsessive, so sometimes I look, you know, back at these things a few times. So when I was very bothered by this, and then I noted that in the first tshuva of the Or Zeruah, he didn't co-opt Rashi. Here, one second. Again, there's the first tshuva, as I mentioned. It's mostly the same. It's a nicer beginning, even, you know. But Shai's not here, so, you know. Ra'isi ishki baru kli milchamto biado, omeid al amdo, male al gduro, ushmo rabba vigdor sheyechya. Right? Mikedem hadrasenu yarei shamayim yidatanu, yotzak mayim al yidei rabdeinu simcha zatzal, kelisha asher yotzak mayim al yidei aliyahu. Very beautiful. Torasa hu atora sheyeshla beisah v'ruya l'smicha, Tekef Lizkarcha. Anyways, very, very nice. Beramache Barecha. Avrechi Kraucha. I can't stop reading it. Amnam Mirova Avase Elecha. Kizacharti Avas Neurim Asher Beinein. They used to go, they went sledding together. Amnam Mirova Avase Elecha. Kizacharti Avas Neurim Asher Beineinu. Nechnasti Lidvarecha Lahavin Matov Bedin Ava Makalkelas Ashura. Benidrashti Lelo Shaluni. Benimtsesi Lelo Bikshuni. The first time. Amarti hineni hineni, right? Lahavin divrei tachkamuni. Ishimini amod hemeni patish achazak, right? Kavor tzir shalcha abesi. He sent them a, you know, a shliach. Veherani dvorecha metukim gam tshuvas rabosai. Amarti malil hikanes betoch divreim vanilo hurshati limshoch biiti, right? Miut daiti. Achamarti is, of course, Torahi belilmud anitzarech. By the time he gets to the second tshuva, he's way more assertive, you know, as you can see. But anyways, it's curious that in the when he brings the Edim, instead he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi's not mentioned. Right? V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, perish kama de gittin. Rabbeinu Chananel is the language of hatoin bo olav araya. Assuming the Toin is the Baal. And then he quotes the Rashbam in Bava Basra, right, who does actually say that even B'mokom Irra Baal, Kiyum Shtaros is Drabana. But notably missing in Tshuva number one is Rashi. So again, it, you know, by the time Tshuva number two came around, you know, the a lot of the, I wouldn't say the humility, that's always there, but a lot of the ambivalence, you know, the uncertainty. You know, again, he was thinking about the topic, I guess, and he, you know, it strengthened his resolve. And when people have a strong resolve, you know, then it's easier for them, you know, to see rayas. Also, like, of course Rashi held that way, you know. So I'll show you that in the Shach. Well, the Shach does it all the time. But, you know, how can he not see it that way? So by the time the second one rolled around, because it's a huge omission. I mean, obviously the first thing that you would quote if you think it's a strong raya, you know, is Rashi and Gittin of Gimel of Adal. If that's what he means, you know, then that's you're going to quote that before the Rashbam and you're going to quote it before the Rach, even though the Rach is earlier. But Rashi, you know, for the Or Zeruah, you know, Rashi is, you know, like you know, the Perush of the Gemara. Anyways, I just think it's curious. Anyways, that's interesting. The Rashbam and the Rash, on the other hand, they are pretty explicit. And the Rach, a little less so, because it's Toein, but who's the Toein? It's not clear that the Baal is the Toein or that the Edim are the Toein. Yeah, Baruch. Say that again?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right. So then there are two deists he's saying in Rashi.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean because, well, yeah, who are you talking about there? I mean, the two deists in Rashi, who we're talking about. That's a good point. So again, so maybe, you know, that, again, from the words L'chotzefin, he's only, what he quotes in the Or Zeruah in the second one is Chotzefinish. You're not quoting from Medag Dayak. You know, but you're correct, meaning in Rashi it's unclear, and maybe it depends on those two formulas. I think it's a very good Ira. But I'm just pointing out that in the first version, you know, the omission is glaring in light of the fact that it's the, you know, he's saying Edim Nemanim, and the first one is right. Again, I don't want to get technical on this, but I think that it's an important chiluk that, you know, the question of the strength of the Umda, but I think your Ira is true, probably does depend on the two days in Medag Dayak. Okay. When it comes to his quote of the Rash, that's where he talks about Taninan, you know, Barak Bakhasha Mamish, Gazlan Mukhsak, etc. Okay. Again, when he's Dochad the Shnayim Edim, it's also interesting that he doesn't really quote Reish Lakish, but assuming it's an extension of Reish Lakish, instead he uses the expression in both places, Delomara Edus. Dilomara edus alper edus bishtar, but again, that's an implicit of the din of Reish Lakish. Okay, again, it's very also curious to know that this is what I was referring to, that he does consider the possibility of being mechalek between dine mamonis and everything else, even though he continually protests, you know, bane in both tshuvas. But after quoting the Rashbam, Halamarta Shigam Linya Dine Mamanis, Mafkinan Mamona, Miches Kaso, Midin Torah, Al Pishnai Maksum Lashtar, below Kiyo. Gam Linya Dine Mamanis. So the impression is that there is a hierarchy and that the most difficult, I mean, the whereof a Vigdor may be most correct, is Dafka and Dine Mamanis, Imotze Bechmer Al Varaya. But he's telling you, Shagam le'inyan dinei mamonis mafkinan mamona. So this should be coordinated with what he says in the very end of both tshuvas, right? And the one that we have, the one that was, this first one was not published apparently in the regular or Zarua. They only published it in the more critical edition. But in the end of the piece, he quotes the position of the Bahag. Anybody see this part? Yisrael, you saw it in the end of the piece? No? Anybody? The Bahag and the Rambam. That the Bahag and the Rambam are of the opinion, when it comes to Dine Mamunis at least, that Miu Balav Hoch Yilon Dehir, I'm sorry, Hilkoch Mikol Panim Ha'asinu La'nira Be'enai Deboi Get Midin Torah. Achlibi Megamgein Mashakasa Bahag, right, Omri Mishmed Rav Yudai, the Sad of the Chasim Alashtar, but Omri In Chasimasi, right, In Chasimasi, Miu Lo Kimli B'mai De Chasim Behemet. The Bahag says, let's say the Edom say, yes, it's our Ksabyad, but we don't remember this Edus. Now, presumably, it doesn't mean we don't see the Halva, because they don't need to see the Halva. But they don't remember signing on this document or being told by the Baal Ashtar. Presumably, that's what it has to mean. So if they say Neman, it's our Ksabyad, but we don't remember the whole thing, you know, what happens then? So so the Bahag says in that case you can't use the shtar. Akshar Bana Kamei Lamiata, Hai Shtar, the Kasa Miyama, etc. So the question is, once that's true, what's the difference between that and the Edim Hachasumim saying it's not our Ksavyag? So this is fascinating. And then he quotes the Rambam. V'chein Kasa Varav or Moshe Brab Maimon, he'll say this to Per Kesalach Adalid. In other words, if they're Mekayim the Shtar and they're claiming that they don't remember anything about this, what does it mean? Again, it can't be, you know, that they didn't see it, because you don't need them to see it. But they're saying, like, we don't remember this Shtar Mecher or this Shtar Milva. Right? So the Ram says it's Chasu B'Yalma. Im Kein, Hoda, Sinan Allah, Filo, Hayu Omru B'Chasamnu, Ava Lo Reinu, Shekitcha, Yu Nemanim, Lomar, Shalaroa, Kidushin. So wouldn't you think, according to the Bahag and the Rambam, that in this particular case, if the Edom are coming and saying, we didn't even sign, we don't, you know, it's not even our handwriting, Kol Shekein, Hashta Da Omri, She'enzu Chasimasam De Mehemni. So there are two interesting caveats here. One, im lo nomar dehi garatve da chazinan de chasimi v'amr lo chasamnu. Aval hasam lo yadinan im roa milva wa mechar im lav. So there are two deos in the Or Zarua. Which is worse if somebody says, if the two Edom say we didn't sign? Which is worse from a Reish Lakish and a Kiyum Shtaros Drabbanim point of view? We don't, you know, we didn't do it, even though it's, you know, the signature is staring, you know, you right in the face, right? That's more core. You signed, it's your signature. You want to say, I don't remember the whole story, right? Why that should matter is a different question, right? So his initial perspective, which I think is logical, is that, you know, the catch 22 of I didn't sign is much more credible than we signed, you know, but we don't remember. But not necessarily. Okay, so that's an important distinction. We'll get to another distinction in a minute. And the other distinction, but then he goes on and says, well, miu b'lav hachilo nehirali demar yudai v'arabar moshamai. Also, the Rambam actually could be within Kim Shtar's Drabbanan. I don't think it's a Kim Shtar's right, so that aside, I'm more interested in the Or Zarua for the moment. Miu b'lav hachilo nehirali demar yudai v'arab moshamai. Rab Maimon, based on the Gemara and Ksuvas, he thinks that the whole, this is not correct. So we're not going to worry about that psak. But then in the very, very end, he says, V'afilu mar Yehudoi goin v'arab Moshe Rab Maimon, lo ashkechan de'islu ha'isara elo b'mamona, avo b'isura lo, hukach mikol panim nira b'enai, da'asina lo, she'en koch b'yad bezdin l'potra b'lo get, in this case. So again, two things. Number one, that hierarchy, just like that goes together with the Amana and the Psuli Eidus and so on and so forth. People say Chasamnu, Aval, you know, Einenu Yodim Ala Milva, or whatever. Now, which is better, which is worse? That's question number one. But number two is this possibility. He's saying even the Rambam and the Bahag are going to be Mechalik between Mammon. Now, of course, that's ironic because, as we said before, it's possible that the Rambam's, you know, who's sometimes associated with Rav Avigdor, at least sometimes when it comes to Ir Rabal, if not in Shnayim Edim, you know, maybe it's only in Gittin. So the Rambam being only in Gittin, or, you know, the Rambam, you know, maybe the Rambam giving license only in Gittin, you know, and the Rambam, you know, denying, you know, Reish Lakish only in Mammon are two very different perspectives. But either way, this idea of being Mechalik between Mammon and Isser in this particular direction is earlier hinted at in the Or Zeruah in the first tshuva. And again, I think it's even more explicit towards the end of the first tshuva when he gets to this whole Rambam Bahag thing. Let's see if I can find it here for a second. You know, what I just said, but I'm just, the language is a little bit. Just one second. Yeah. One second. Yeah. Yeah, he just has an extra line. He says, but maybe you, Rabbi Yudoigo, and Varamam lo ashkachon de islu hai svara, ela be mamona, aval be iser erva dilma lo. Meaning Reish Lakish would be stronger in erva and weaker in being motzi mamon. Okay. So that is also just very, very important as a, you know, chidukim. There's one massive chiddush in the Or Zeruah, and you'll see how others picked up on it as well. And that is, anybody pick up on that? In both tshuvas. Why we, this is Or Zeruah. Right? The Or Zeruah has one huge kula. You did, yeah?
About Ir Rabal?
Not so much. What about Ir Rabal?
The potential for needing to aid him also with Ir Rabal for
it. No, he has one chink in the armor where he's willing to concede that you would require, that you may have a Kiyum Shara Saraisa. But what's that case? And he repeats it very, it's very easy to miss, even though he repeats it like seven times in each tshuva. But it's always like, you know, there's no headline, there's no clop on the beam. Anybody? I guess it is easy to miss. The Or Zeruah seems to hold that all of this is true once the shtar, Eitan, is in Bezdin and was read by Bezdin, as opposed to the pashtus of Reish Lakish, which is you have a shtar chasum be'edim, that's edim chasum l'shtar nasa kamishin echor zusa be'bezdin. It doesn't have to actually be received in Bezdin. You have the line. He has it all a bunch of places. Abel Heicha the lake. This is, I think, the. I'll read the first one. You have the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Yeah, go ahead. The Karua. Baha Modesh. Oh, yeah, Ba? It should be Baha, probably.
Okay.
The first one, I'm reading from the first one, but it's the same. The same. Yeah, Baha. So you were skeptical at first. You were skeptical at first. You said, he's making up, you know, he's shaping the language to make it sound what he wants. And now you're seeing it's correct. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But I have, that's the text. Baham Bodhi Reish Lakish. Yeah. So that is very important, correct? And this is also in the first one. Elahasa Myrid Shalahuva Hashtar Lebez. This is another line. First, I have the same line that Eitan just read. you know, pretty much, except makishin instead of mevudin. And then later on, when he sums up, as of the other one, elahasa mayri shalo huva hashtar lebezdin, v'nikra bebezdin, kedayin lohuksak bebezdin, hilkach mehemni. Right? He has it like several times, he sneaks it in. That, of course, is an enormous chiddush. And as we'll see, you know, that gets quoted in the name of the Marik, right, to solve which problem, you did, yeah? The what?
Nesivos quotes it.
Nesivos quotes, everybody quotes it. They quote it to explain the problem. What will Rabbi Avigdor do with the Gemara, Baba Fanenachtam, Fanenachtam, working if indeed it's Kiyum Shtaros Doraisa? So they say, oh, there's a difference between Huksak Kvar Bebezdin, you know, or not. Bebezdin received it or not. And they quote this Marik. So is this a special din? In, and you know, the Shmuel quotes it, but they quote it from the Marik, but it's really, but they're quoting from the Marik. The Marik's quoting the Or Zeruah, you know, Be'ilum Shmo. So this is, of course, very fascinating. So that's a special din in Reish Lakish, that in Machsum al Shtar Nasa Kamish Nakhradusim only when it's in Bezdin. Or is it related also to kind of like a bigger idea? What bigger idea are you? Where we have such an idea in general? Do we ever find such a din, such an idea? Ezra? What? For sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, the people don't make some if it's not, you know, if it's already in Bezin or not. That's a great point. According to some poskim, for sure. Where else do we find such a phenomenon?
By Edom Alpeh?
By Edom Alpeh?
By Chazar Magid.
No, well, that you require Bezin for Chozer Magid for sure, but that's because Edus Alpeh has nothing outside of Bezin. But, you know, where we find, you know, such kind of the, you know, remember the Rambam we talked about, you know, what is it, Perek Hilchos Sanhedrin? Right? Perek Tazayin, you know, Halacha Dalin. We'll get back to it. We'll talk about Echon Nemisur in the next couple of days. Right? The Rambam who says that, you know, Huksak, you know, what's the case there? Anyone remember? Kiva? You have a case of Chelev, right? Neachot came to court. This is Perek Tazayin Halacha Dalet. You know, and established in court that, you know, something is Chelev. So, and then somebody picks it up and eats it. As opposed to somebody ate, you know, a Safek Chelev, and then they come to court and they say, you know, it was Chelev. Right? So, again, you know, the order of things objectively is completely inconsequential. But that's what the Rambam calls, is it up there? Huksak, you know, Iser Bei Nechot, or something like that. What is the language? In a Torah Shine, Edom Lal Kesel Abishash Baisa, Abel Iser Atzmo Bei Nechot Yuchsak, famous Rambam, Ketzot Omrei Nechot Chelev Ployo Suzeh, right, Kelaya Kayim, Kelaya Karen, sorry, in Peruselu, right? The Gusho Zona Ishazu, the Ochal Oba, the Edamacher Shehisrabo, Reza Loka, Apopi, Sheikar Iser Bedach, Medvar Mamurim, Shalohikhe Shaed, the Esh Shakaba Iser, Ablum Omar, Eno Caleb Zeh, right? Bezuene Grusha, the Ochal Oba, Acher Shehikhish, Eno Loka, Ad Sheikabu Iser Bishne Eden.
So again, the Kabbalas, Edus, and Bezdin. Like, Bezin received this as a fact. They didn't receive it as something, you know, controversial. Right? You have this also in, you know, Kol Makom, you know, Shemina HaTorah, you know, Eid Echad, you know, Harei, and I'm talking about Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim, you have it in certain dinim. Right? There's a question whether that's all Eid Echad, and we'll discuss it in Echad and Bisurim. Is that true in all Eid Echad and Bisurim, or only in, like, you know, Misa Sabal, Egla Rufa, Sota? But either way, this din of kol makom, wherever it applies, you know, ula, that's the ula. Ula's halacha, right? So ula said it about these three things, and there's a machlokas harishonim, 2 days in the Ritva, in Yibamos, whether it extends to other edechot and bisurim or only to these three. So I mentioned in the past when we talked about the hierarchy, and we'll talk about it again when we talk about edechot bisurim. So again, if this hakasha, you know, you know, when the Eidus comes in, it's not Kishnayim. Right. So is this a special din in Reish Lakish? You know, Eidah Machsum Asher Nasa Kemishin Nechkara Eidusin Bebezin. So at least the Shtar needs to be in Bezdin? Right? Or is it similar to this idea, namely, you know, when Bezdin receives something as a fact, you know, the Kabbalas Edus, you know, as we said many times, you know, Bezdin's role, you know, is not just to gather facts, right? The process and the perception and what I call the filing, you know, where they put things or how they perceive it initially, you know, to a certain extent, you know, I've said this in various contexts. I'm talking about the Dover v'lo chatzi Dover, right? Like Dover v'lo chatzi Dover is a very strange halacha, right? Because factually it doesn't make any sense. Like if you're just collecting evidence, you know, and then you're putting it together, you know, to make a case, then who cares whether something is Edus Shlema or Chatzi Davar, right? But as Chefza Shaled, if you need, you know, Edus, right, and Bezin is Makabel the Edus, Bezin doesn't create the case, right? There's a certain integrity to Edus, and there's a certain also stature, interestingly, but in its own way. You know, Bezin's not the prosecuting, you know, attorney, or they're not the DA office of the DA. They're Dayanim, they're Bezin. Right. So both, you know, in what they don't do, they don't piece together and create Edus. Not just they don't manufacture or fabricate Edus, which of course they don't do, but they won't even. There's a certain integrity to Edus, number one, and that's not what Bezin does. Bezin Paskin's based on Edus. But the way that they're Makabel things, and the way they initially, what I call, file them, you know, receive them, you know, that gives things a certain stature. So when a shtar comes to Bezin, you know, again, whether that's a special din in Reish Lakish, which to begin with is, like, you know, remarkable, even in its Kivin Shehigin, you know, iteration, it's remarkable. Right? Never mind, you know, what we're talking about here, which is like, you know, limiting it in some way. In a way, that's the point I'm trying to make. Even the ones who limit Reish Lakish the most, you know, are left with an unbelievable, you know, license and mechanism. You know. Even Rabbi Avigdor, Reish Lakish is very formidable. You know, Kol Shekain, you know, the Or Zeruah. But this idea that, you know, Bezin has to receive it, you know, before it's attacked, you know, is either a special din in Reish Lakish itself, or it's a kind of din, you know, like we're talking about. I'm giving you the example of Ula or the Rambam, you know, etc. Or, you know, maybe that one is just a specialized, you know, version of the other. But either way, that's a critical aspect of the Or Zeruah itself. Okay, now, I'm sorry, it's very late. This is for a couple minutes, we'll just, because I want to finish this off on Tuesday. I want to talk about the Shach, the Ksos, the Nesivas, and then I want to talk about some of the other evidence of Amman or whatever that I gave you to look at, but we'll try to finish everything if we can on Tuesday. So the Shach, just to, let's try to get the Shach for a minute. As I say, the Shach in general is, well, the background of the Shach is what? Shulchan Aruch. So what's the background of the Shulchan Aruch? Yehuda? You didn't see it? David? It's Simen Mem Vav, Sipay. If you get it, if you didn't see it yet, let's make sure that we, oh, I'm sorry, Sip David. Yeah, that part is a straight out quote from the Rambam that we read last week, Perek Vav, you know, Halacha Aleph, right? Except it doesn't have the first part, which is the controversial part of the Rambam, namely the Nilas Deles, Kim Shoros Rabbanim Ipnei Nilas Deles, which we talked about already, right? So, okay. Ulafikach in Makim Lin Shlos Bak. Fine. Haga. So now you have the Ramah. Yeah.
So the Ishmi.
So that seems straightforward. You need Gimel.
Right. So the Ishmi should cut some effort and also the Sharapatopis.
And by the way, that's a little bit part of the exchange with Rabbi Avigdor and Yar Zeruah, and not so much the Yar Zeruah, but Rabbi Avigdor and Rabbi Nesimcha, you know, and Rabbi Chaim, you know, Rab Moshe. So they're right, they're engaged in that part of the process. Right? Do you really need Gimel? What's one of them is a Karov? What about Eidus Shabbatla? So you need Eidus Shabbatla? That whole business. So yeah, you need Gimel. Then comes the Chiddush. Yeah, go ahead. Ooh, it's also a powerful comment, right? Whenever you have that, you know, it stirs up a hornet's nest. Okay, minim bebatal halacha. When do you say it? When do you don't? The chen amigur pasha bebedina seilu. So it's like a triple chiddush. Kein nirli tama minim. Right, there's an acknowledgement that it's minag mevatal halacha, but it's based on, you know, Yachid Mumcha being Kigimel Hedyotos, right? And even though Bizman Azeh, there's no Yachid Mumcha, even then Kiyim Shtaros Durabana. So obviously this is a, what we're, you know, we're interested in, you know, Reish Lakish Doraisa, and we're interested in the you know, the corollary, which is Kiyim Shtaros Durabana, like we said before. Is it Chaspa Bialma? You know, how makel are we? You know, are there levels of Kiyim Shtaros Durabanan? So the question of, you know, whittling down, and of course, you know, one of the, this, we're not learning Sanhedrin now, but, you know, it should be clear that, you know, is Kiyum Shtaros is really a function of Bezdin, right? Then, in particular, the application to Yachid Mumcha, you know, is problematic, right? Without going into detail, but, you know, we say Yachid Mumcha is Kigimel Hadyot, we say that like in the Darin. You know, when it comes to Hataris Nadarim, but, and there is a din of Yachid Mumcha, you know, sometimes being able to be Mora Hora, but especially, certainly according to the Rambam, there's a much, you know, ink has been spilled on this discussion of the Rambam, the idea that, you know, there's still a difference between, you know, Yachid Mumcha, when he's effective, even Daraisa, you know, it's Betoras kind of Hora. Whereas, you know, Gimel, I mean, the Rambam paskins that Yachid Mumcha works in certain cases, and he also paskins, you know, that Shnayim Shadanu, you know, either Ein Dineim Din or Mikra Bezin Chatzuf. So, like, everybody's trying to clamor, like, what's going on? Isn't that steer of the Rambam? But, you know, what most people explain is that, you know, Yachid Mumcha may be effective as a posek, as a Mora Hora, and maybe there's a Shem Hora, but where you need a Chepta Shel Bezdin, you know, it's hard to say, you know, that Yachid Mumcha is that. So it could be that, like in Ataris Nadarim, the category, prime category, actually, is Yachid Mumcha. Like Bezin Shel Hedyo, Gimel of Bezin is kind of a substitute for Yachid Mumcha. But in Din, it's the opposite. Yachid Mumcha, like, is the secondary category, the primary category is Bezin. Anyways, when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, you know, I'm just adding, pointing out that that's an additional, in addition to the fact that Yachid Mumcha Bizman Azeh, the idea that, you know, Yachid Mumcha is Kigimel, you know, is where you need a Bezdin as opposed to a Hora, you know, is very problematic. So this is very Mechudash. Okay. So the Sma, either way, it sounds like what we're saying is that Kim Shtaros, you know, is Drabanan, and we're being very Meka. Okay? So the Sma, yeah, who is, Yehuda. Yehuda? Is he there? Oh, David, sorry. Okay. Yeah, I really asked you. Yeah, David, go ahead. So what does the Sma say? Is Ostes, yeah. Wait, Gos Mordechai de Kiddushin. Which one are you reading? Okay, so the Sma basically is saying what?
he's basically saying that, you know, or at least he's questioning, we'll see, we'll stop here in a second, but, you know, do these dinim really work across the board? I mean, these kulas of Kiyum Shtaros. You know, there are many more. The Gemara has, you know, Heim Heminu, right? Masharob Bekotnon, you know, Nemon Lahoid Begodlon, that we read the other day, right? That's Sugendap Chavkas. And other cases, other examples of kulas based on Kiyum Shtaros being Drabana. This is just a particularly extreme manifestation. So is that really true according to Rabba Vigdor in the case of Ira Rabal or Ira Ha'edim or even the equivalent of Shema Yechapa or Basachoso? Presumably not. But the Shach, you know, thought, as he puts it, like none of the poskim ever say, you know, that Kiyum Shtaros, Drabanan, are contingent, you know, upon the circumstances. They think Kiyum Shtaros is always Drabanan, right? So the Shach, we'll leave it for now, but we'll just read for one minute. Yeah, the beginning of it, and then I want to make sure you've seen it and the others. But what does the Shach say? Quote starts off with the Mordechai. Quotes the Sma, then he says the MS.
The
Zel Lashono. You can skip that because that's all part of what we read. And he brings the Raya from Shemi Yechapa, correct?
Yeah.
And then he says. Yes, exactly. Avalafenias Daiti Kahel. He doesn't like the Rabba Vigdor, unlike the Sma. The Rayaso and Araya.
The other Rabba came to me the Raisa lo by Kiyom, the lo Hashin and Shazayet.
Oh! Right. In came high time Agufa. So, right. So this, of course, is exactly kind of a little bit parallel to the Ha'ara that I was making, you know, in whether or not Rashi is a proof against Rabba Vigdor. And, you know, the Orzarua number one's omission and Orzarua number two, you know, inclusion, right? Meaning, what exactly is the relationship, you know, between Chashin and Lo Chashin and Luziyuf and, you know, whether Doraisa Boi Kiyu. So but it's a different version of it. It's like a variation of it. Meaning, the Rabbi Vigdor was saying that Shema Yechapa is a particularly strong chashash, right? And therefore, you know, it shouldn't be under the rubric of, you know, of Reish Lakish. So the Shach is saying, what are you talking about? You know, if the Lo Chashin and Shazieth, you know, eliminates that in all circumstances, right? Now, Rav Vigdor, Lishitaso, again, it's hard to know which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know. But remember, he's already open to limiting Reish Lakish. And if you asked Rav Vigdor, are you going against Rashi? You know, I'm guessing he would have said, not at all. Rashi's b'makom she'nirer, and then maybe he would have said what Baruch also said, which is, look, you know, maybe it's the two days in Rashi. Right? I mean, so Rav Vigdor is right already telling you that this umdana, you know, is not either as edus or as umdana that leads to edus, you know, it's much more flexible than you think. If it's more flexible, there can be objective circumstances like Shema Yechapa Basachoso where even proactively we're worried about it. Right? And the Shach, who in the end, again, it's hard to know what came first with him also. You know, he's going to be, like the Orzarua, he's going to be more absolutist, you know, in expanding Reish Lakish and limiting Kiyum Shtaros Doraisa. So he's telling you what who cares about Shema Yechapa? Again, especially if it's Midin Eidos, as long as there's, you know, any kind of an Umdana, you know, so then it's very understandable. Gamo Domi Lub, what about the Chashash of being Mochek Mishum Zman? Adarabba, Kivin Doraisa Loboy Kiyum, the Lo Chashinan Shazieh, right? Like it's an absolute, just like it was for the second view of the Orzarua. The gamlo dummy, lemoch kozman deshchicha davdinan hachi, mashen kein hacha. Kamosh, and he quotes Rashi. Kamosh amar Rashi reish perakama the gittin lechatzif luziufei shtara. Right? Bechein kasav harashbam,
Now, this is getting for sure, as we'll see later, you know, from the Or Zeruah, but Rashi didn't say what the Rashbam said. Right? Rashbam does say im ir rabal, Rashi does not. Right? Im kein bal karchok she'ein ledamos haramo zulazu koshkein ramos kazel etzayir edim v'gamika lemekam ala demilsa. So again, how much of this is, you know, argued on an umdana level, you know, practically, or the what threshold umdana you need? I suspect that at least it makes a lot of sense to think that the edus part of it is a big part of it here as well, but it's hard to prove. And the ika lemekam ala demilsa is kind of like milsa david ligluye, you know, aspect of it. You say you don't have that for Mechikas Hazman in the same way that you have it for Ziyuf. But Ode, the Masha Piresh, go ahead, Haraba Vigdor, the Hach, the Gittin, Hainim Shum, the Hash, the Leka, Kosha Lonihira. Why? He's the one who asked the question more, most explicitly. Go ahead. Yeah, that, how could that be, right, if that's Doraisa? But then what's curious is, right, v'cheinu od b'shach, that part isn't curious, but then he says, umash mahasam, I just find, this is what I was referring to before, and I'm going to stop after this point, and we'll leave the rest of it, you know, a couple of ha'aros for next time, but this can be two more minutes. So what's curious is, if once you bring a raya from an explicit Gemara, that says that kiyum shtaros, you know, doraisa, I'm sorry, that kiyum shtaros is neutralized by dindrabanan faninachtam, you know, it's strange to bring the next raya from something that is weaker. You know, just as strange. And the shak is a master. So, umash mahasam afil lechatchila tinasebo, velomish gachinan le'iru shabal? Like, you know, you have a sledgehammer, you know, and you have, like, you know, practically an irrefutable argument, you know, you don't fall back, you know, you don't strengthen your case by saying, afil lechatchila tinase v'lo mishmachina l'irur shabal. And people say, no, because there's, like we were saying before, until there's an error, we're not worried about the error, you know, because we think there's a good chance that it's all, there's no latest asafek. V'chein kasav harajba, you know, the hedge of that what? That ain't choshen l'ira, but the same the Rajba is the one who actually says, you know, about the Fani Nechtam, as I say, that ain't a dome when there's an error to when there's not an error. So it's just very strange. Also, just one other ha'ara, but once you're convinced that you're right, you know, your threshold for rayos also kind of weakens a little bit. It's a double-edged sword, like, you know, more defensive or even as you're more assertive. The Nira Shalazek Kivnu Atosos, Soth Perik based Iksuvis, right? Chavkasamid Aleph, Shakosu Debresh, Kitin Muchach, Dafilo Heka Shatoin Mizuyav, Havamidaraisa, Commission Akroidus of the Best. Imken, Kozem Muchach, the Loka Rabber Ben of Vigdar Cohen. Is that true? Is it up there? Everybody's looking at it? Or hopefully everybody's looking at it. Is that true? True or false? We could play true or false. True or false, Aaron?
False.
False. Correct. It's like my grandson has a new game. Minhag or mitzvah, you know? Right? Or worse. Anyways, but, you know, true or false, Aaron, one more time?
False.
False. Tosis does not say that. As we noted when we first read it, we were wondering about it. What does Tosis say?
He says, case in which they're in Makirna Hasima Klam. It doesn't say a case in which the Baal.
He says it's a more problematic case, because remember, Tosa starts off, he's not talking about Iror. What's Tosa talking about? Like, how can you get a piece of paper and the piece of paper is gonna win the, you know, win you money and you know, change the status of an Eishes Ish, and a piece of paper? You're not worried that somebody's playing, you know, some sort of game, that there's some chicanery, you know, afoot? Right? Afoot? Aren't you the literary people? Afoot? Like the game's afoot? Never heard? Never heard.
That's why we need help.
What?
That's why we need help.
I know, that's true. That's, you know, a Conan Doyle, and that's a Sherlock Holmesian, right?
Yes.
Shalom. Yeah, Shalom.
Originally Shakespeare, but then Shalom.
It's originally what?
Shakespeare.
Yes, of course. The game's afoot is, yeah, originally Shakespeare. Correct. Thank you for the, and his expertise is really Russian literature, but, or no, actually Dickensian.
Both.
Yeah. Both worlds. Sorry. You wouldn't want to limit you. Anyway, so the point is, the Tosa says, you know, we're always Choshesh. I'm sorry, we're going to stop. Moshavik Chayim called Birya, basically, that's a Tosa. And Tosa says, you know, Motiv B'Shtar Shekasvu, it's about Shtarcha B'Yadi, my body. Right? Or, you know, a lesser form of Kiyu. That Tosa, what are you going to do? And get them, they apply it to Mizuya. He doesn't say Mizuya for the Baal is towing Mizuya. You have a line there, Chris Martin? It
says,
but not, it doesn't say anything. I mean, these words, Shetoein Mizuyaf, Havim Daraisa, were added in by the Shach. They were interpolated in by the Shach. Out of conviction, you know, but just like Rashi is not a Raya necessarily, the Tosis on Chavches is not a Raya either. Then comes Vechein Kosvu Kolaposkin Baturva Mechaber Bekamaduchti Tuva Bestama Kamakulos Bekim Shtaros Mitam Dekim Shtaros Drabanan. Velo Kosvu Hainu Kisheina Baal Toin Lefaneinu Mizuyaf. Right? And Vechein Buchach Lehedja Betosis Mishaya Nasui? Why? Because there they say that there's no Taninan. Afa Bishu Choshen Alamamon. What does Tosis there say? Afilu Gazlan. Muksat, this is Tosas. Shehotzi shtar, ein nirali shatzar kiyum, delor minan hichtim edim sheenon, right, meatzma. Afapishu choshen alamamon, mirtas, lichtov shtar mezuya, penyaker bezin ziufo. Hilkot hikta, kin rabbanon, kiyum, kenegatan shtar mezuya, hani mili kamalobe de kimle begabe, vayasmi lukuchos, kenegatan is mezuya, flo hitzrichu kiyum. There's no kiyum drabanan on Taninan, Tosis originally says, only in a case, you know, where there's no, but Tosis says, even in a case, only in a case, or even in a case where the Baal is towing Mizuya, that's not what the case is in Tosis. It's a case where the Baal is untrustworthy. So the Baal's untrustworthy, and we're trying to, he's a Goslin. He just got out of jail or whatever. He didn't do tshuva yet, right? And we're saying, but there's still a mirtas. He's not a forger. He wouldn't counterfeit something. He would steal it, but he wouldn't counterfeit. That's what Tosa says, right? Tosa does not say, even, you know, when the other guy is claiming that it's Mizuyaf. Now, I don't know what Tosis holds. It's hard. I don't know what Tosis holds on Chav Kassim and Aleph either. But the objective fact is that there is a gap that the Shach is filling in through conviction. Now, why? Because the formulation of Lo Chotzif Inish is just so strong, or because it's strong enough to trigger the Eidus of Reish Lakish, which is an Eidus? Could very well be. I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm not arguing whether it's right or wrong. I'm just saying if you want to defend Rabbi Avigdor, right, these are not, the Rashbam is a Raya, some of the other Rayas are Rayas. But otherwise, part of this is preaching to the committed. Oh, okay. And then you have to look at the other Rayas. Yeah, some of the other Rayas are very strong. Okay. Shuv Matsasi, B'tshuvas Marik, Shorash Ayin Dalet, Sheheshiv L'Rabba B'Vigdar V'Chala Kala. Right. And that's his quotation of the Or Zeruah. I want to talk about that a little bit next time, and the Ksos and the Tzivas, and then the other cases, and hopefully we will get a Nachadem on the Surin by, you know, by the end of the week. Okay. Sorry for the delay.